Coach here to say the audio, and all that jibber jabber got messed up. So Coach here for an intro. Got nothing else to say, so boogity boogity boo. Here's a podcast just for you.
Everybody, welcome to the podcast.
Hello!
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Team Mongoose podcast for episode 71.
Tea time with Team Mongoose.
Full of whimsy.
Voted number one classiest podcast on iTunes.
For 71 years
Forever.
Old.
Forever.
It's here again, another rocket here if you want it.
Okay, you guys gotta keep your Borderlands combo down to a minimum.
Yeah, shut up, Alex.
I don't said that either.
I got it right here.
Don't word it like that.
So, if it isn't already obvious, Alex and Terry are playing Borderlands right now.
Naturally, yes.
What did you expect us to be doing?
Something
honestly,
that,
who are you kidding?
You sound ridiculous.
There's a lot of things that I could be suggesting, but in all honesty, I'd rather just be playing Borderlands 2 right now.
Exactly.
I just don't want to hear about it. What? Everybody, I feel
you're
like...
the one further than all of us.
Yeah, well, I got like 27 hours on my character already.
My God. I'm going to be like that with Halo, dude. I'm going to be so far ahead of everyone.
Yeah, I won't be. I may dude, still
I'm gonna
be playing,
playing
Borderlands.
The shit out of it. I'm making it a goal to make this a good, like, be good at this Halo like I was at Halo 2.
Yeah?
Yeah. I want to be that good.
Is going to happen?
I'm going to do it. I took 2 days off for this shit.
You took 1 day off and happened to get 2 days.
No. I put 1 day as PTO and in the PTO book wrote off, Fisher off. So that way they know not to, I'm not going to waste a vacation day. I'm just going to, that's going to be my off day for the week. I requested it, but did not want to
and
get it.
And then you got a PTO after that.
Before that. I took Halo
Wait,
day
what's...
off, so no one could take that away from me.
Personal
took...
time off?
Yeah, paid time off.
Paid time off,
paid
yep.
time. Okay, got it.
Yeah,
see,
I know.
You guys
I know
are saying PTO,
I know this is for some
of
you guys
around.
That don't get paid for your days off.
Yeah.
Sorry. I get paid for every day off. Dope.
Technically, I get paid every day.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's true. That's true.
It's just kind of a random amount, though. You know, it's just whatever YouTube decides. Oh, here's
yeah, but it
some change
out very
in my
well.
Pocket.
It doesn't work out very well.
Oh, you're not going to get paid. Hold on, let me see. I got 3 quarters. You want it?
Have some gum.
I'm like
take
the
gum.
Kid going up to his grandpa saying that he'll mow his lawn for $5. And when you go to the grandpa, he's like, oh, I don't got any money. Here's some
oh, I didn't think you'd actually do it.
Yeah. You're just kidding.
Oh,
it's
wow,
about 400 degrees outside.
We'll go out for ice cream later.
How's that sound?
I promise.
Let's go out for ice cream. You know I can't drive, Billy.
That'll be stupid, Billy.
Give me another beer. That's a really dark turn.
My name's not Billy.
And you're not my grandson, so what of it?
Not my
grandma
real
was,
grandson.
Grandma was a whore.
Oh, your grandmother was a whore, Billy.
A fortnight ago, she was a whore. We had a rousing tale of fortnight earlier.
Now, Billy, quit being a bitch and get me a beer.
Get me a scotch.
Grandma, it's 10 o'clock
and
in the
pour
morning.
Pour one for yourself, too.
You want a cigar, Billy?
Just put it right in the drink. Light it
with
just
it
mix,
in.
Put it in. Mix both.
Who oh, gives
Grandpa.
A shit?
Grandpa grew up in different times.
Very, very
different,
different
era then.
Everyone was dipping their cigars in their brandy and,
and then lighting them back on fire. Yes.
Better times. Better times.
Better times. The economy never better.
Except for all those people living in that park. That wasn't our problem.
That was the pox problem.
It was a problem that Smith and Wesson helped solve. What are we playing?
We kind of got a little...
No. Price is Right.
What? I watched the Price is Right almost daily.
Do you? Oh, Ryan's gone.
We have...
there he's back.
And he's back.
We have Satellite in the break room. Mm-hmm. And so it's always on, like, the Game Show Network or on Price is Right. Mm-hmm. And we just watch game shows all day, like, as we go back to the break room to get water. Mm-hmm. Nailed a game of, what's that? That game with the words that you have to connect in a chain? Chain Reaction. You ever seen that one?
Chain Words.
You ever seen that one?
You guys ever seen Chain Words?
Right. You guys playing Chain Words all the time.
Y'all need to get it together.
I don't watch the Game Show Network.
Dude, it's dope. It's dope. All right, you have to find, like, you start off with one word on the top, and it's like poop, and you have to connect it to another word that's like banana, with other words in the middle.
How do you bananas. Poop and banana.
That's what I'm saying. It's crazy. It's like
it's poop, crazy.
It's like
poop and then I'm telling toilet. You, man. That's where the fun kicks in.
It's like just it's like poop me. And it's toilet. Then it's like toilet. Then it's paper. And then it's something. Then it's like Sunday. And then it's banana. Like
okay. So the goal is you start with two words. So
and then you have to connect them. And there's specific words that are already there. And they give you like the first letter of it. And you pick where you want the letter. Like one, I want one
that
letter below.
Like a really wild time.
It was not. They were really dull, but I was having a blast. We were back there like guessing words and yelling and shit, like because we have the bulletproof glass, so customers can't hear us.
That sounds like a laugh riot.
You have no idea.
A hoot and a half, even.
No,
full two hoots, perhaps. May tell me, Ryan.
Two hoots, I'd say.
Two hoots.
Hoot, hoot.
Perhaps in the future, three hoots. Hmm? Yep. Does that ruffle your tail feathers?
In just the right way.
I'm just going to assume yes.
Jeez. Jeez.
Cheese? Are you saying cheese?
Cheese? I want 200 baby cheeses.
What?
200 baby cheeses?
It's that show, that Modern Family.
I do not watch this.
No. So funny. They're like, they're talking to the Spanish lady, like, people have a hard time understanding you. And she's like, when? And they have this like little face. She's like, when you were ordering those baby cheeses for my birthday. And she's like, I want 300 baby Jesus. And there's these little plastic baby Jesus just in these drawers. Fucking hilarious. Because the secretary, whoever was ordering, like, listening to the wife, ordered little baby Jesuses.
What is a baby cheese, though?
Like a little baby? What the fuck? You live in California, cheese? Dog.
Yeah. What constitutes, what's an adult cheese, then?
A bigger piece of cheese?
That's a block of cheese.
You ain't nothing but a block of cheese.
Oh, my God. No. I don't know how many times I tell you, Terry. No one can be a full block of cheese. That's impossible.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a 20-person job, all right?
I think Bryce Woodall would beg to differ.
He never finished a block of cheese. You
he
know
ever
that.
Farted?
What?
But he could do it.
He could never make it through, like, he got through, like, maybe a quarter of it, put it in your fridge, and then forgot about it and bought another one.
I remember. I was there.
Mm-hmm. I was there, too. A lot.
Dude. I have to talk about something that we're now that we're talking about that.
About Bryce?
About cheese.
About when he was eating cheese in my house, what were we doing?
Oh, about Bryce and cheese, okay.
No, man, neither one of those
what a
things.
Segue.
What were we doing?
Hey-o!
Hey-o! Continue, Ryan.
We were playing Halo 2.
Okay.
So I just beat Halo Anniversary on Legendary alone after that fiasco with my brother's wife. And, I was, so excited to play Halo 2. I haven't played Halo 2 since, like, probably before
since
Chicago.
Since Fortnite, perhaps?
Longer, maybe.
Perhaps
maybe.
Two.
Perhaps two.
I would say moons ago. Many, many moons ago.
Oh, that was a long time ago.
Indeed. Four score and...
Many moons ago.
Four score and maybe a week or two.
Well,
score one
score like 3 days
maybe
ago.
A week, give or take a few days ago.
Okay, continue.
I couldn't find it anywhere. I pulled out my collector's edition case, pulled the DVD out of there. It said Halo 2. Put it in the Xbox. Put it in. Pressed A. Limited edition DVD making of Halo 2.
So you can't find your Halo 2?
Gone. I've checked everywhere.
Uh-oh.
I've been robbed.
That's terrible, right?
It is. I'm going to have to borrow it from a coworker.
Terrible.
Did I steal it?
So, probably.
It's probably my brother. It's probably somewhere in my house.
I bet Sean's wife stole it.
Yeah.
Just she pissed, man.
What did you do?
I'm a bad influence on her husband, who's 3.5 years older than me.
Oh.
And has a child of his own.
You should stop being a bad influence.
Hey, man, I'm just trying to make dollar bills.
I hear you.
She can't understand. She can't see the money. You know, Terry, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Come at me, dog, you know.
Look, you need to go down there and tell her that Sean is a grown-ass man.
I'm saying it.
She has no business in his life at all.
She only got 5 or 6.
Other than that kid that
I don't care how many kids you got. You gotta get out of that man's business.
I'm saying, like, let him do his thing. He quit playing rugby.
And then
she was like, hold on. She was like, please don't play rugby anymore, and something had to give, so she let him buy Halo. Let him buy Halo. I'm saying,
she
right?
Now she
ain't letting him play no more.
Mm-mm. So he
go back to rugby.
That's what I'm saying previously. He broke some guy's nose, then he broke his foot, and then he broke a dude's leg. Like, it was just too dangerous for everybody involved.
No, so she was playing rugby.
Everyone around him was dying. It was a terrible experience.
So she didn't want to play rugby no more, and now he can't play Halo no more. Man, I don't even know. He should go cancel his collector's edition. He's probably not going to use it.
That's true. There. You should probably tell him about that.
I'm about to. Be like, go get the $50 one. Like, by the time the war packs come out, you're not even going to get them because you're going to be done. She's going to let you play that one day and probably not even too late. Yeah, dude, you got bedtime.
Did she tell him? He let him buy Halo?
Oh, yeah. He know.
Oh, yeah? I'd be pissed. Oh, yeah, you let me.
Oh, you let me.
I told him to throw some balls.
I guess I just let you have that kid.
Maybe I have a bad influence.
I guess you just let you live in my house.
Very true. I told him, like, to grow a pair and just go buy Battlefield, and he freaking did it. Just went and bought Battlefield, and it's so much worse than Halo, because there was like, oh, fucking sniper! Get the fuck down!
Oh, that's great and awful at the same time.
How funny, right? I don't understand. I'm sorry. I love my brother and my sister-in-law, but they're just nuts.
I know you're legally obliged to say that, Ryan, but we all know you're lying.
Right. If they're forcing you to say that, like twice. We got your back, Ryan.
Yeah, I hate you. Why are we always
How
on the
many
same
times system? Did we say that to Tyler at the wedding?
No. Was it Katrina?
Yeah, about Katrina, yeah.
I can't go to his wedding. I feel terrible.
Why?
He's doing it in December, dude. I have no vacation time yet. I thought he was going to do it in January when I got another 2 weeks of vacation time.
That's no good. Where's it going to be at?
D.C.?
Why? At the Washington Monument? What?
No, at the temple.
Chocolate City.
At the temple at Chocolate City. What?
That's really where they're getting married.
They're getting married in Chocolate City?
Yes.
They're going to Candyland.
Can I go?
That's not the time of chocolate.
Why D.C.?
I'll show you. Because her family's from Virginia.
Oh.
And this is the closest one.
Oh, well, sorry, so it's Jerry. Her wedding all of a sudden, huh? I thought Tyler was getting...
She's letting him come.
Hey, man, not everybody can
DC.
Be like me, okay? I hear these people, like, complaining about, like, their husbands or these dudes complaining about their wives and how they make them do shit. I don't have that problem. Like, I don't understand.
No.
Sarah and I chill. We know. We do our own thing all the time. We'll do our own thing in the same room.
It's true.
All right, check it out.
That's where they're getting married. That's why you get yourself a Wii U, because it's the most antisocial platform. Gaming platform to play on.
True. You guys see that shit?
I'm looking right now.
Wow!
Doesn't it look like something out of like a Halo? Like it should be like a Forerunner
Disneyland.
What?
I'm just gonna say Disneyland. All it's missing is fireworks in the background. Mickey fucking
These lights used to be. It's right off a highway.
I'm glad you said something after fucking.
It's right off a highway.
Dude, I didn't make it any better. I said Mickey fucking humping a little kid. I didn't make it any better, dude.
You said something, but I didn't hear what you said.
I didn't make it.
You should have just stopped it.
It's gonna be dope. But do you know how much it costs to get married in here?
$1 billion.
It's free.
That's a lot less than what I said. That's kind of cool. Is it free for Mormons? Is that how it works?
Well, no one else can get married there, but yeah.
Oh, really?
Oh.
Well, I can't.
Oh,
I
see. Why not?
Yeah.
Because just like you can't get married in a Catholic church unless you're baptized Catholic.
Says who?
Yeah, says who?
Yeah, I thought this was America. I can marry wherever the hell I want.
All right, we're not going to go down this road.
Says who?
You trying to take away my free speech?
Oh, man.
You're one of them, aren't you?
Oh, God.
Taking my right to get married in a pretty-ass place like that, and now you're taking away my free speech? All right.
Son of a bitch.
This train of thought terrifies me. This is how America falls, what you guys are just saying.
What?
This is what America falls.
It's America. I can do whatever I want.
Yep.
You guys can do whatever sick. I want at any time, regardless of consequences. America.
Oh, my God. What is wrong with you people?
We're Americans.
What is wrong with you?
That's what's wrong with us.
What are you talking about?
America's wrong. I don't want to be right.
Oh, my God.
America corrupted my mind.
You can just do whatever the hell you want. You guys are crazy. Y'all are bunch of goddamn hippies.
That's the best response to anything that anybody ever says. It's like, all right, that'll be $15, sir. Says who?
Hey, I'll give you $100 if next time we're together, you do that to somebody at like a cash register. You're totally $15.
What if I say? What if I want to pay $18? Huh?
What if I don't want to pay that? What if I want to pay $12? I will give you $100 or bail you out of jail, whichever costs less.
Well, no, you got to make it higher so it seems like, you know, like they're trying to give you more money.
I will pay you $500.
Oh, Jesus. I would not.
Oh, that's not what you meant.
No.
My bad.
Yeah.
You guys are nuts. I'm just going to say it.
You guys are characters.
We're honey bunches of nuts. Honey bunches of nuts.
Speech not recognized. Thank you, Google.
Did you put that? What? What?
I hit the little microphone. Oh,
dude,
crap.
That little thing is in every like app I have now.
I know, it's everywhere.
That'd be
like,
funny.
Hello. What, Terry?
So that'd be funny if they gave him a little toot back.
Well, screw you. I just want someone that like a voice thing that's completely sarcastic all the time.
Dude, Siri. I always think a really...
No, Siri's just dumb.
Yeah, Siri's a dumb bitch, dude. She's so stupid. But for my GPS, I always want like a really like burly Scottish guy who insulted me the whole time I was driving. You've arrived at your bloody destination.
Dude, I had
barely.
Piss off.
Piss off, you barely made it. Terrible driver.
I get Rai in here and he insults you a few times. Dude, when Rai goes full Scottish, it's awesome and like
we'll have
scary Rai at the same
record
time.
A few things and you can just replace it with your GPS voice.
Yeah, there you go.
I don't have one anymore, dude. I'm using my phone.
Yeah.
I don't even know how to change
that. When I had my Garmin, I replaced a voice with Dracula, and it was really weird.
Dude, I hit Yoda for a while. That was pretty
weird. It was a hit with everyone.
Everyone loved it, except for me, because it was really hard to understand him saying stuff. Because, like, if you get those custom voices, they always add in things. Like, if you have to go straight for, like, 10 miles, obviously it's not going to say anything, the default one. But if you get, like, the custom one, they put in a bunch of shit. So,
yeah.
Like, in that 10-mile area, like the 9 miles in between there, it'll just, like, spout off random things. It goes, oh, I think I see a cop car behind you. Sounds like a good Dracula, but, you know.
That's awesome.
I don't do a very good Dracula.
Dude, can you change the one on your phone?
I don't know.
Because I would...
Well, you probably can if you get...
like, rooted?
What is that one famous one? Not Garmin, but the other one.
TomTom?
Yeah, TomTom. You
I
can
have,
get the TomTom app for like $30. You could probably do it for that.
Dude, I would love a Guilty Spark.
That would be cool.
That would be right. Like you're just like driving. You're just driving like miles. Ha ha ha! I'm a genius. Like just out of nowhere, like the whole thing just glows. Oh, that'd be dope. What was that, Alex?
Yeah, Alex. What was that? Was that you, Alex?
I didn't mean it like that. Shit. Not the man's jock.
God damn it.
Where's Alex?
Well, his brother was talking. He muted himself.
Dude. Never mind. What? Not the appropriate place.
Okay.
Don't want to hurt anybody's feelings or anything.
Oh, that is a possibility.
Talking about that fan video you showed me.
Which one?
The one that you showed me.
I showed you a lot.
The one that you were like, this is really creepy.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that one. Okay, yeah. No, that one was creepy.
Show that shit to Terry.
I will later.
Oh, it's so scary.
Yeah. Before this, I was looking up a bunch of fan videos and stuff. There was one that was just kind of creepy.
Really creepy. I was not a fan. Although I was
really
a fan.
I'm really surprised how many of these people make, but they don't send them to me.
Like, yeah, it's
no
true.
Way for me to find them except for just like randomly Googling Team Mongoose and trying to find videos that aren't us.
I found a couple Churches of Goo like that.
Yeah, if you guys have stuff, send it to us.
Yeah, we'd love to see it.
Yeah. Still looking for someone to animate our podcast.
Dude, those ones are so funny with the stick figures.
A lot of them are just stick figures and
it's not bad.
See, Safe did one that wouldn't have been too bad if like he didn't fuck with the sound so much. Like, I don't know what happened, but between him taking it and then rendering it, we all sound like three octaves down. You know? Like,
hello.
Yeah, and it's really weird, so.
Wait, what are you talking about?
Fan videos.
Talking about that YouTube, dog.
Animations and stuff for our podcast.
On Google. YouTube, bitch.
Be great. I mean, if there's someone talented enough out there, you know, I'm more than happy to promote you on my channel.
YouTube.
You know, get you up and going.
YouTube.
Yeah, let's do it.
Or if you know a friend or something like that.
Just get out there and do it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Just go get it in.
Just go crazy.
Jizz. I love that the compilation of my deaths.
Yeah, that guy, he had some... some dedication to that video because that was a lot.
That took some time.
That was like 90 videos.
Yeah, like that was like the series almost up to 100. That was crazy.
That was a good one.
Then the conversation dies.
It's been a
pretty good week this week.
I disagree.
No.
Go on, though. What do you have to say?
Debbie Downer over here.
Borderlands 2 came out. We started a new series with it, and it's doing really well. Terry did some fucking awesome artwork for it. What else happened?
Damn, Sarah's still sick. I have a sore throat. I got pulled over. Have to go to court. I have no money for it.
Why did you get pulled over?
My tags are expired.
He got drunk. Hey. Terry, I'm going to stop right here.
All right.
He's going to concentrate on the podcast.
Freaking should have got him updated in October of 2011.
Oh. you should probably, you know, get on top of that.
Don't know how that quite happened. Anyway. What else? Go on. So what else happened this week? Positive.
I had like a list.
That iPhone 5 comes out. Everybody
iPhone 5's coming out.
So dope. Man, that thing's going to be probably like 52 gigs, if I'm about to say.
What, 52 gigs?
Digs. Dicks.
Dicks.
Man, you had me like going through a loop there. First, you know, I thought you said 52 gigs. I was like, all right. Then you said 52 digs. And I was like, dig is gone. He's dead. Who cares about Dick anymore, you know?
I didn't know Greg recorded me dancing with Tyler.
Oh, yeah, he did.
And he put it on YouTube.
I thought he showed you at the wedding.
Oh, maybe he did, because Tyler's so devastated.
Devastated why? Because he danced so well?
I like say no to him. What?
Oh, you like saying no to Tyler?
Yeah, like I show him my wedding ring and like I'm married.
Oh, I get it.
But, sorry. What else happened this week?
Good stuff. I don't know, man. You got me on the iPhone 5, and now that's all I can think about.
Right? That's all I can think about. Like, that's all I can think. I got a hard-on.
Hard-on for the iPhone.
Mm-hmm. So excited. I mean, I can't wait to go buy all new docks and
I'm gonna need a new clock,
you know, not Bluetooth because that would just be too advanced, but like a dock, like a surround sound dock, you know.
My iPhone has Bluetooth, right?
Yeah, but it's not good.
No,
like it doesn't link with a lot of shit, I've noticed. Like I was trying to link it with my dock the other day and it won't do it. Trying to link it with my Bluetooth headphones won't do it.
Garbage. Does it just like not like it? Are they?
Yeah, well, they're Motorola headphones.
Oh, well,
those two companies love each other.
I was gonna say, well, yeah, they just had a party not too long ago.
Let me just Bluetooth to my shit. But anyway, regardless,
come on,
fine,
dog.
Okay, fine, okay, all right. That makes it better. You're right. Everyone hates them, so why wouldn't I want that phone? Every company that has something of value doesn't like working with Apple.
Well, I mean, since Motorola got into the shit, everybody's suing them now because Google owns Motorola, right? Is that
what yeah.
Yeah.
So like everybody's like, oh shit, if Google's going against them, all right, everybody open up suits. Let's go.
Well, Google went against them because they went against Samsung.
Mm-hmm.
They went against Samsung and Motorola.
Oh. Yeah, and then Google was like, mm-mm.
No, sir.
No. So let's talk about what you're doing to our subsidiary here. What's that
hey,
word?
Apple, what the fuck?
Hey, nice to meet you, Siri. My name's Skynet. Go.
Now bend over.
My cloud's much bigger than yours, bitch.
You want to come over and have some tea? And Siri's just going to be like...
cannot
know
understand.
How to talk, right? Everybody's made it so stupid.
That's Siri.
Siri was awesome until you gave it to the hands of the average consumer. And now nothing works.
Siri, piece of shit.
It's weird. Yeah, but... It's one thing that has gotten dumber the more it's learned.
I agree. Like now it's going to know, now it's going to only
because
know more.
Siri American.
It's going to know more about music and...
Justin Bieber.
And the Biebs.
When's the next Justin Bieber concert?
Music iPhone 5, food. Got the Biebs.
Where you can get
music
tickets.
And food.
That, it always gets Bieb information right.
Got a live Bieb feed.
It's called Bieb info.
Bieb feed.
The Bieb vibe?
The Bieb feed.
I love it. I fucking love it. The Bieb feed.
You're going to rename Siri to the Bieb feed. Because that's the only thing it's ever going to get right. Oh, Justin Bieber! Yeah, no, of course, there's this concert dance. There's where you can buy tickets. Siri already got tickets. Siri got season pass to the Biebs.
Siri got front row tickets. He's always at the show.
That's why she's busy sometimes when you ask her for stuff. Like, Siri
hold on.
Is not available at this moment.
What?
Got Siri out. Be back in this many minutes.
Be back after...
Siri out?
The Biebs stops being delicious.
Which will be never!
Have you guys seen the, like, Scottish commercial for the iPhone?
No.
Really?
Is it good? I don't
watch
TV, Ryan.
Dude.
Have you not seen this international commercial?
Here, watch it. Just watch it.
Right now?
It's only a minute long.
Podcast right now. All right, I'll watch it, guys. I'm gonna roll the audio for it, so be quiet for a minute.
Gonna give me a hand here, getting something to eat and like a, something simple like a chapati or maybe a Jimmy Dodger and then a pint of I don't know, you know, McCune's Lager or Caledonian 80.
I'm not aware of any meetings about thing without Mahatma Johnny Georgia and Joni Chitbachi.
Fuck sakes.
Is that what Rai sounds
see
like?
See me, right?
Yeah,
I want a jammy
Scottish.
Dodger, like a fucking jam sandwich, and a chip butty, that's just bread with chips. I'm not even going to get into the pints. Just get me that.
Sorry, I don't understand. I need to get some pajamas.
Look here, you fucking cow. I need a sandwich, a jammy dodger. It's just bread and jam. Fuck the chip butty. Fuck the McEwen's lager. Can you just do that, please, you fucking cow?
Apple Scotland. We're having a
oh, for fuck's sake.
That's
I want Apple a Scotland. Full-on Scottish accent, man. That sounds
How
sick.
How funny is that commercial?
I just want a sandwich, a jammy dodger.
Fuck the...
That's awesome.
I told
do
you.
Do they call, like, just... I want to know what they call sandwiches. Like, is that just like a peanut butter and jelly sandwich?
Call them sandwiches.
Call them jammy dodgers, dude.
It's true. He said a jammy dodger.
I just want a sandwich, a jammy dodger.
The jammy dodger?
Yeah.
That's what he
said. What he
says? Did you not watch the video?
Yes, I know. Are you not watching it? Dude, I didn't understand half the shit.
Dude, are you stupid? He wants a jammy dodger.
Hold on.
That was the easiest part to understand.
No. It's going to confuse you even more. I just Googled it. Here, click on that shit.
What?
What's fucking cookie. Yeah.
What?
I don't know. There's
cookies with the jelly in them. Jammy Dodgers. God damn it, dude. The world crazy.
Language is dead.
Wow.
That's crazy.
We're going to get so much shit from Bye-Bye.
I think they get a kick out of telling us what things mean. It's like all of our international fans and stuff. Like,
that's true.
Brenny, like, he has so many names for so many things, and I'm sitting there like, what? Like, it confused me the longest time when he was eating candy, and he calls them lollies.
Lollies, that's right, I remember
yeah,
that.
Yeah, and I thought he meant, like, lollipops. I was like, oh, he's just being funny, calling them lollies, you know? And, no, he's just, like, any candy at all is called a lolly.
So any candy? You know? That's weird.
Yeah, any. Like, you know, I guess it's just sort of a short way of getting around to saying I'm eating candy right now instead of describing what you're doing. You know, I'm like, oh, what type of lollies?
What am
I... I'm eating jammy tones.
Few memories of hanging out with Brenny is when we were like young, Dwight, and we were still playing on we were helping you with your Hogwarts.
We were dressed up
as
a vagina. Like,
yeah, no.
Yeah,
not
over a year ago.
And I want to be a vagina.
And then he did it, and I recorded it.
I'm gonna find.
And it was just the weirdest.
I'm gonna find the dirtiest looking vagina ever. I want to be a vagina. And then he was that naked Jesus.
Yeah, he was a naked Jesus with a dick, and that actually made it into a Hogwarts video. And in hindsight, I definitely would have censored it.
I'm glad you didn't. But
I didn't.
Better. I just want to be a vagina.
That was
guys.
That was a long time ago.
That was a long time. Like that was before. That was before the server where I built that huge, like floating thing with the roller coaster we made. Remember?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That went into lava, right?
Yeah, and there was only one block that saved you.
Mm-hmm.
But it was before, like you couldn't get hurt and stuff, so it didn't matter unless you fell in the lava, then you died.
Yeah,
but you couldn't like get lava. Fall damage was broken or whatever. Mm-hmm. Oh man, that was so funny.
Oh yeah, that was when there wasn't even health or anything.
Remember?
You were just there.
Yeah, you helped build the roller coaster. It was like by that temple I made out of obsidian and gold, and then we made that roller coaster right next to it, and then we blew it up.
I miss our classic days in Minecraft.
Oh, and then that one. I always built, like, floating shit. Like, I thought that was the coolest thing when it first came out.
Yeah, because you built, like, floating castles and stuff, like, all the fucking time.
You remember that huge one that I built that was, like, went all the way up to the top when they first raised the top?
Mm-hmm.
That thing was awesome. I had, like, the mine underneath it and shit back when I still cared about doing the work.
But it's so busy now with the real lives that, you know,
we just
put in.
Yeah, dude. I love Minecraft. I want to play more. We need to play more.
We do. We really do. I want to start live streaming it.
Dude, I think we need to go
like making it a show.
I think we need to stop building and we need to go adventure mode.
But where are we going to go?
No, we'll find like a mod that's like an adventure mod and we'll do it.
Hmm.
We can just find different ones like that, like a preset map that's like an adventure.
Okay. I wanted to do like challenges and stuff.
Yeah, like that would be kind of like a challenge. Like none of us have done it. We'll all do it together.
Well, yeah, because like, I liked how the Rooster Teeth fellas, they did like this like little wipeout thing.
Yeah, you were telling me about.
Yeah, I like that because like, and they have like a Tower of Pimps that they transfer to the winner every week, and they get to hold it for the week. You know, I like that.
Yeah,
because we can have our own Tower of Pimps or whatever.
We can have our own houses and stuff that we move it to. And
yeah, we'll have a city, you know, and the winner of the week, I'll start it off. I'll make the first challenge or whatever, and the winner from that one will make the next one within the week. You know, something like that. So like the winner who holds it has to make the next challenge type of deal.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they have to run the challenge, you know, or moderate it for the next week. So no one can have the tower 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah,
well, I don't know. Maybe
that's why I'm saying we go to random ones. Then it wouldn't matter.
Right.
And then we can all either work together or, you know, have our own shit going on depending on the kind of map that it is. But I was thinking like an adventure. Don't they have like an adventure mode now?
No. Adventure mode has been going since like 1.0. It's the experience and everything. It's not adventure in sense of the word.
Potions and all that.
Yeah,
that's
potions.
The adventure.
Oh, because there's no like questing and shit.
There's no questing. Yeah, it's just like it's actually going out and, you know, getting experience to enchant your weapons and making potions and stuff. You make your own adventure type of deal.
They said that there were going to be randomly generated dungeons. Is that there?
That's true. I've seen some.
Well, they have that.
Yeah, they have that. I think you're thinking of the abandoned mine shafts and the strongholds.
There's something different than strongholds. There's like dungeons. Like instead of being just a square room, they're like a little bigger. And
yeah, they said you
well,
need.
Well, there's
stuff.
We could get mods for that.
That's what I'm saying. Something like that we have an end game.
That is our biggest problem, and I think that's why it's so tough for us to keep playing is that we have no end game.
Like I love this Tekkit shit. Like I love it. I'll play it all the time, but
yeah,
I can do it on my own.
I don't know. I'd like the Tekkit stuff to be just sort of like a separate thing.
Yeah.
Because like Terry, you didn't seem motivated at all to do anything. Until I gave you a sheriff position, and then you just went around killing things.
Oh, I miss Tube City. I want to go back.
Yeah, see, that's the thing, is that, like, the Tekkit thing is awesome creativity-wise. Like, if you just wanted to make awesome-looking shit all the time, which I love.
That's what I like.
Yeah, the Tekkit is awesome, but it doesn't inspire adventure in my mind.
It doesn't, because you have everything at your fingertips.
Yeah, and well, you have too much at your fingertips, I think, is really the key.
It's so easy to make shit, and we got shit fast because we started like just reproducing it.
Yeah, that's another thing. The condenser sort of ruined it. And the thing is like, I don't want to end it, but at the same time, I want to try to find something new. Because if we end it, then people are going to get pissed at us because we ended the Tekkit thing and people really like Tekkit, whatever.
I really like it.
But
I like Tekkit. It keeps you busy.
That's the thing. It keeps you busy. It doesn't mean that
that's why I hate it
because
it fucking
fun.
Overcomplicates everything.
Yeah, because we're not working together now. We're all.
No, it has nothing to do with that. Just building stuff is annoying as shit for me.
I don't get that.
It's
too many different components. Like you need to build this to build this, so you can build this, so you can build this, so you can build this, and then you finally get what you actually wanted.
And
I
my
have
biggest
no
problem,
patience at all for that.
My
it's
biggest
just boring.
Problem with that is that a lot of the higher end stuff that you need to make. You have to start off low, you know, obviously you got to work your way up, build your way up to it. But then if you want to build something out of that material, you're going to need like a million of the base blocks because, you know, six of these may only make two of these.
Yeah.
And then you need, you know, 10 of those
of
to make this. So then you got to go back down the chain and then you have to have 2,000 dirt blocks in order to make two of these one blocks in the end game.
Yeah. I'm just like, fuck it. I don't want to do that.
But I agree. I think it should be something that we keep.
Well, Terry, is there anything that you want to do? Like, is there anything that sticks out that you want to do that sounds fun?
We are kind of having this meeting
like
on
Ryan was saying. We'll pick up like random adventure maps and just
And we are on a podcast.
Well, see,
team meeting. So, what do you guys like? What do you guys think? We'll want
to
hear from you right now.
What
well, too late.
To?
You didn't make it. The fans, they didn't make it.
Oh,
I said right now, and they didn't respond.
Oh, you gave them a chance, and they didn't take it.
Anyway. Yeah, I yeah, Terry, go on.
Well, no, I was saying the adventure map stuff is usually only built for like two people at most. Like, it's very rare to see like a 4-person map, or even a 5-person map, or something like that. And those adventure ones, they'll probably last maybe about an hour. You know, the bigger ones probably a little bit more. I mean,
well, why don't we find an adventure like mod?
Like, there's not, no adventure mod that just
well, like something that like generates more stuff. Like this we generates would need more.
To have a lot of mods in series to make it work, and more mods means more lag most of the time.
True. I don't know. I'm just
the adventure map thing. Really good idea. I think that we should actually just start looking into it, because I could be wrong. Last time I looked into adventure maps was a long time ago. Maybe there's a lot more 4-player maps now. You know,
maybe.
Yeah, because people really like
down with that.
People really like when we did the wall.
Me and well, that was PvP. That wasn't adventure.
Yeah, but people. That's what I'm just saying. We brought in an outside map, and people really liked it.
Did they? I guess. I think they just liked the fact that we were doing something a little bit different. I don't like PvP stuff, so I didn't have a lot of fun with that. It was all right.
I did. I had a blasty blast.
Anyways, me and Brenny did an adventure map a long time ago called Kingdom of the Sky, and it was super intuitive. And, like, there's puzzles and a bunch of shit like that, and there's multiple paths that you can take. Like, there's, you know, for those who feel like they have the strength to pass on, they can go over here. For those who feel like they have the wisdom to solve all the puzzles and stuff like that. So it was, like, it gave you a choice to either do the stuff that was, like, jumping puzzles type of things or solving redstone puzzles or whatever. You know, you didn't have to do one thing.
Yeah.
Because that's the thing that actually breaks adventure maps is jumping puzzles, because server lag is kind of a thing, and yeah. You'll get really frustrated real quick. I mean, even if it's just slight, there's a lot of moving parts in those maps, so like, even well, just slight, you'll miss that jump, and you'll have to do it 1,000 times, and you can't.
As you saw my attempt to the Vista Point on Guild Wars,
you were awful at
that. That was the worst, dude. It's because of where I play. Like, I'm on a chair.
I have that recorded, by the way. I've been kind of recording all of my Guild Wars antics.
Yeah,
just all the stuff that's breaking and whatever. And I probably have maybe about 2 or 3 minutes of footage, though.
That's awesome.
I should just release it.
Why do they deserve it? No, I'm just kidding.
We got some more time before Raiders comes out. I need to play Guild Wars a little bit more.
Yeah, no, we got 4 days, bro.
That's it?
Yeah, okay, so
4 days to get it in.
I fucked up big time when I tweeted it out. I don't know why I thought it was fucking October. I looked down at the date, and
because you're shut in.
Yeah, that's another reason. I looked at the date and I didn't connect the fact that 9/20 means, you know, September. I was like, okay. I just thought it said October 24th, and I looked down and it says 9/20. That's 4 days. Fuck. And so I didn't think that was kind of like really quick and soon. Like, I was like, man, that's really fast. They're not giving us any time.
So basically, you forgot what even our California education taught us when we were probably in kindergarten.
Well, they were teaching us how to spell education with an R, so that's a problem.
Education.
Education.
It's my. I'm congested, you asshole. Fucking dick.
What are you contested about?
Bitch. I'm just saying I'm contested about the fact that I'm taking Team Mongoose all the way to the top in my fantasy league.
Yeah, you're playing fantasy football.
It's my first time ever playing fantasy football.
Fantasy gridiron.
I didn't know that you were really that big into football.
I do love football. This is making me love it a lot more. It's a lot more like shit going on. I watch games I don't even like care about because my players are playing.
Yeah,
it's fun.
Oh, okay, I understand what you mean.
Like, yeah, like, it's not like I just picked the 49ers. Like, I have players on multiple teams, and I want to see them do good.
Mm-hmm. I want to see them burn.
So I can win the $250.
Yeah, don't you gotta, like, pay a little bit?
Yeah, you put in 25. Everybody's gonna put in 25. Mm-hmm. This is just a work pool, so we're not doing a whole lot.
Right.
But it's pretty fun, because we get to all talk shit. Mm-hmm. Like, we all talk mad shit.
It would be the league, but not as funny.
Yeah, Ryan would be the only funny one.
Yeah, that's pretty much how it goes. Well, my friend Jordan that's on the server is pretty freaking funny. He finally got on. I figured out his problem.
What was his problem?
What?
His face.
Moses' problem. Oh, his face was his problem.
No, he had updated and didn't know not to.
Oh, yeah.
And
that
I didn't.
That was
I didn't,
a while back, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't think of it, and then I thought about it way after, and I was like, eh, I'll tell him.
Man, I don't care anymore.
I'll tell him not to update next time. It's too late to do anything about it this time. But.
Well, I'm glad he's finally on. I mean,
we're yeah, he's starting to build a little shack, he said.
That's good. Building shacks is a good thing.
Does he have the proper zoning permits?
I don't know. Did he contact you about that?
Yeah, I was not contacted.
Don't worry, it's cool. I pushed the paperwork through.
Through Terry?
You can't just do that, Ryan.
Sir.
You have jobs.
Terry.
Sir.
People
sir.
Have jobs here, Ryan.
You may have a job here, sir, but not for long. So, better keep your shit straight.
Oh, Terry, I'm so sorry. I just heard.
So, real quick, I just killed a guy in Borderlands that has a slot machine on his back, and yeah. I'm very tempted to play.
Well,
I thought we'd point out the little gambling
problem. Oh, a slot machine! I don't know, in my head I thought you meant loot chest.
No, slot
like machine. A slut machine?
Yes, a slut machine. Oh, Ryan. No, but we have a problem with gambling.
Yeah, we do.
We hit rock bottom early today, me and Alex.
No, you hit rock bottom.
No, you were there with me. You were going back and forth just like me.
Yeah, but you're the one waiting. Like, yeah, make me money. Come on. Okay, running around the town asking people, come on, man, just $5. I'll suck your dick. Come on.
No way. Shut the fuck up. He was not.
I wasn't.
No, he wasn't.
Not the dick part. I was asking
but
for money.
But he was a step away from doing it.
Yeah, those slot machines will get you.
Terry, please, for your
family. Play to win.
Speaking of that, right outside that place of Moxie's place,
mm-hmm.
I saw a guy hanging out the outside of it, and he was leaning up against the wall, like looking over like this dead dude's body, and he was just having a chat with him. It was just a citizen of Sanctuary just hanging out, just doing his thing. And he was just having a conversation with this dead guy, and he talking to him like he was his best friend. I think he used, actually, the term best friend once. He goes, you know, wow. You're my best friend, right?
That's not creepy.
It's the
best
friend.
Thing.
What, you think you stop being best friends after one of you dies, huh?
Probably.
That's bullshit, all right?
Listen, I'm not going to think that far ahead, okay?
Friends forever.
I think we're all going to live forever.
I thought you'd been dead for weeks, Doug.
Oh. I'm still surprised that you're right.
Glad to hear you're okay. I heard about
thing. Terry, you're alive.
Heard about that whole thing that happened.
With the bullets and the grenades.
Yes, yes.
Good times.
Not that good, I mean... Don't make it weird. Okay, you're making it weird. See, what did I just tell you?
Speaking of grenades, I saw Philly D talked about someone throwing a grenade in a soccer game. I think it was in, like, Iran or something.
Like, what?
Yeah, it's...
It really surprised me. They're crazy at soccer games, bro.
Yeah, I'll look it up. But apparently they, the people thought... Or the players on the field, they thought it was just a rock. And so one of them picks it up, throws it against the wall or whatever, like throws it away. And then, like, they're just kind of hanging out. And then, Iranian, I think is how you pronounce it, right? He just throws it, tosses it off to the side, right? And the thing fucking explodes and he saved everybody.
So, yeah, I meant to do that.
You're a hero.
It's fucking crazy, right?
I'm a hero, guys.
You're welcome.
No big D. Let me go.
Y'all owe me one.
But yeah,
it's just nothing to it. It's not. He didn't even think it was a rock. He's just like, oh, the grenade.
That's a grenade. I want to ruin my day.
Come on, guys.
In his head, he's thinking, I'm about to save everyone.
This is my chance. This is it. This is what I've been waiting for.
I'll get a slow clap for sure.
But yeah, how crazy is that? He just thought it was a rock. Fucking picks it up and he tosses it off to the side. Fucking boom! There's video of it too, so if you guys want to check that out sometime.
He held it in his hand and thought it was a rock still, huh?
They're soccer players, Terry.
That's interesting.
That's true.
I bet he had on it and everything.
Do you think he realized it was a grenade when it was a hand, and that's why he threw it?
Maybe. I don't know. I didn't want to read the whole story. It's just Philly kind of Phil. He talked about it just for a little bit.
Who's Philly?
And, Philly D.
Was it like a DJ?
No, it's a guy on YouTube.
No,
he does.
Yeah, he's
a new show.
Sounds like a DJ, like Philly D.
He could be a DJ. You know, I'm not going to put it past him. He was on Shark Week. He hosted a show.
It was in 3D this year.
Did you watch it?
Does that make you a DJ?
It was 3D. Dude, they're going to bite.
I didn't say watch it in 3D. I said just watch it.
3D. Did you
Dude,
watch
I think
it?
Shark Week was while I was on my honeymoon. So, no.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, it was like that week, wasn't it?
I was there.
I know, Terry. Yeah. We saw you, but only at night when you smile.
Yeah.
Oh. Why doesn't he smile during the day?
He does.
I see Terry smiling all the time.
Sun hurts my teeth.
I didn't see him. He blended in.
Sun will bleach out my teeth.
It wasn't like I was in New Mexico. There were black people everywhere in New York. It was awesome.
New York. Yeah, everybody talk like that? Yeah.
Yep.
New York.
That's true.
Is that how they talk?
Yeah.
That's how they talk.
So, What?
This is a snake.
Oh.
That was a snake, just for a moment.
He was just passing by.
But just for one moment.
I fucking hate snakes.
Whoa. That was pretty harsh.
What are you, a snakest?
Yeah, like, the fuck, bro?
Yes, I am.
Oh, all right, well.
Of it.
Apparently we're going to have some differences here.
Well, I'm just saying, you're going to alienate a lot of our fans.
A lot of our fans are snakes.
Snake fans?
No, they are snakes, bro.
Oh.
How embarrassing for you.
We're fucking mongoose. We're supposed to hate snakes.
Oh, that's fair. All right, fuck all you snakes. I'm on
Terry's
side. You
don't really hate them, we just eat them.
You know, we just fucking up stuff that you love. Well, you do, but
yeah,
I guess that's true. I love snakes, bro, because I love food.
Because I love food. It's a good excuse.
I guess.
Oh, come on. You know, that's pretty good.
If you're into that kind of thing, whatever, you know.
I am.
Hey, that's cool. I mean, I'm not judging you or anything. Not to your face.
Sounds like you're judging me.
Oh, he said you had no nipples.
Why?
I don't know. Do you? Yeah. Am I incorrect?
What did you say earlier, Terry? Was that him? Damn it, I can't remember.
What?
We were telling you I was paying you $100 to do something.
What?
Pay you $100 to do something.
To tell somebody something. I can't remember shit. Alex, help me.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Earlier, when we were talking about America, and Terry kept yelling at me. Are you guys serious right now? Are we all this stupid? Our fans are going to yell at us so bad right now.
But we're Americans, right?
Yeah. It's all right.
When we were talking about, like, freaking the amendment, and I was like, you can't do that. And Terry's like, says who? That's what it
was. Oh, I wasn't paying attention.
I remember the says who conversation. I don't remember anything about $100.
I said I would pay you $100 to do that to somebody at a restaurant.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, we talked about it, and then Dwight said.
Well, everyone was talking at once at that point.
Y'all bitches are crazy.
I think it was the thing about the cashier, right?
Yes. It'll be $15. Yes. Says who?
What if I want to pay 18?
Yes, thank you. God.
Well, I didn't think that was that part. I don't remember you
betting
us about that.
I don't remember anything about $100, though. That's what I'm saying. I remember that whole conversation.
Oh, man. You bitches are crazy.
Says who?
Huh?
Hmm?
You guys are crazy. You watch. Fans got my back this time. My back.
They got all our backs. They're walking around just hitting us.
They ain't got shit. Ain't nothing but a piece of cheese.
A block of cheese.
Nah.
He said piece of cheese this time.
This time, yeah, he's getting it.
He's learning.
Don't give me that. You're the one that said it in the first place.
I've never said block. I said you ain't nothing but a cheese.
What does it matter if it's block or not? That's what I don't get.
Because it's bigger. You can make a shit ton of slices from a single block. So there's 20 people. They all slices of cheese. Together, okay. They are a block of cheese.
A block of cheese. Is like,
you see 20 people chilling out at the movies. You're like, damn, that's a block of cheese. Over there.
You're a piece of cheese. You ain't cheese.
Hey, no, you ain't shit if you're a piece of cheese without the corners. You could be a piece of cheese, but you'd have the corners.
But you gotta be a slice.
Yeah, that means you're a slice, but you can be a piece of cheese without the corners. You're
never gonna... Who's cutting circle pieces of cheese?
Fuck, you're too big, alright?
What the fuck are you Jordan's talking about?
You say you're a piece of cheese with no corners. Who is cutting circle pieces of cheese?
We're not talking about corners at all. We're talking about your version of it, where you're just a
Mine was just a piece of cheese.
All right, what the
Mine
fuck
was a generic about? Piece of cheese.
Ew, like American cheese?
Just an awful brand when you open up the...
It's some kind of fake fancy cheese. All right. We clear on
well, we're
fake
done with that
fancy
one.
Cheese?
Everybody gets all quiet.
It's funny because I have Minecraft in the background, and there was just like a bunch of crickets. Like,
good, good. We're doing our job.
You see that picture?
Which picture?
In the convey.
Da, 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 da. That's a mongoose.
Come at me,
bro. About to fuck that snake up.
Dude, there's another one where they're like in each other's face. Like, can you see all the other images? To the right?
No.
Oh, here, I'll link it to you.
Shit about to go down?
Yeah, dude, shit's about to go down in this picture. Check this shit out.
Oh.
Right? I'm saying. That's the new logo.
What if he's his friend and he's just like, hey! I haven't seen
Wait, is that a different
ages.
One? Is it the same one?
Oh, it's shit!
The same one. Is that the same
we're
one?
Seeing, we're, Ryan's sending us pictures of a mongoose about to fuck up a snake.
Here, I'll just send you guys the link to it.
Or he's greeting it. We don't know.
Yeah, or he's saying, what's that?
Here. It says cobra versus fucking mongoose, okay? There's even a video. I haven't watched it.
It's about to down.
Right? Look at that one. Bam. About to suck some D's all day.
Come on, load up.
Remember that show about those prairie dogs?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They weren't prairie dogs, were they? They were, what you call them?
Prairie dogs. They were like Timon.
That's not a prairie dog.
It's a something where it starts with an M.
Yes.
A Mewtwo.
Yeah, the Mewtwos. Yeah.
No, really. Like, what
it's
is
gonna bother me? I have to look it up.
Wait.
I know the name, but I can't think.
Are you trying to think of
Meerkat?
Meerkat. Yes, that's the
one. Oh, I did it!
Did it, Ryan? You saved the podcast.
Oh, the show was Meerkat Manor.
That's
yeah. Because I was trying to think. I was like, it rhymed, or it didn't rhyme, but it worked together. It worked. You know? And I was like, what the fuck was prairie dog then? Like prairie pansies?
Prairie palace.
Oh, that's the one.
It was prairie.
That was a good people. Show.
Nah, that sort of sucked.
Yeah, I'm gonna show you guys a picture of some prairie dogs. Look at that. Huh? Who wants a couple of prairie dogs?
Not me.
Don't you want that?
Mm-mm.
What about that one?
Oh, they're adorable.
Prairie's kissing everything.
Dude, I want one. They're so fucking cute. I wonder if it's legal.
To own a prairie dog?
Yeah, I'm going to find out right now.
It's a dog, isn't it?
Yeah, it has dog in the name. That's how it works, right? Dog.
Where can I buy a prairie dog? This looks promising. All right, Yahoo. No, I think you got left is your Yahoo Answers. Tell me. Answer me my question.
And news. People still use Yahoo News a lot.
Do they?
Mm-hmm.
Do they really? Well, I guess because...
Hey, I happen to know that Spencer has Yahoo bookmarked on his little bar.
Why?
It worked on his computer. I saw it there.
Oh, yeah. Spencer's the prime example on how to run your life.
Oh, come on.
I'm just
That's
kidding.
That's
just
rude.
I love Spencer. You know.
He,
That's what I
meant to ask him when he was down here, and I forgot.
What, about sucking dicks?
No, about the prairie dog thing.
Oh, man, they are fucking adorable. Shoot, I have to have one of these.
I simply must have.
Dude, I wonder if they bark.
I'm sure they don't.
I'm sure they talk.
They do. They. It sounds like, Alan! Alan!
You're right. I forgot. We all watched that documentary.
There he is. They found him. I forgot about that shit. Here. I found him. Alan! It's Alan.
Alan! Alan!
Oh, man.
Oh, what fun we have.
I want one. So bad.
Could you not find if they were legal or not?
I couldn't really get a straight answer. Man, these ones are just making out. Like,
fuck. Getting in, man. Prairie dogs getting in.
One of my coworkers is going to buy me an animal that like they'll donate. You donate a certain amount of money and it becomes yours or whatever, and they send you a thing. Like about the animal, like where it lives and shit, adopting a kid from one of those Christian hotlines. But honestly, I'd rather just adopt an animal.
Right. Style zero, adopt a kid.
But anyway, because you can do that shit on the internet. Like,
sounds weird when you say it out loud like that.
I'm gonna get a platypus. Fucking dope.
Aren't those poisonous?
They are poisonous.
Just their one claw. But it's okay because they're a mammal that lays eggs, dog. It's fine.
So it's
how
cool.
Is that fine? Are you gonna eat the eggs?
Cool. Oh,
it's cool. He's got fur all over except for his beak or his bill.
I thought you were gonna say his dick. Yeah. I was like, why would you know this information?
I got myself a platypus. Aren't you paying attention?
Well, you said you're getting one.
You got a platypus pamphlet.
I don't even know where to begin.
That's hard to say. I tried to say that in my head and I failed.
I spelled it.
A pamphlet.
Yeah, that's hot, dude. They are so awesome. That's what I want for a pet.
Do they, like, make noise at all? Like, are they annoying at all?
I don't know. Let's find out. Platypus noise.
What noise does a platypus make?
Why?
Cool, he was like a Pokemon and, like, just said platypus.
Why?
Platypus. Shut up!
Platypus.
Oh shit!
I wish animals were like Pokemon, man.
That'd just be annoying as shit.
That's more motivation to get a funny sounding animal.
Here, dude, it sounds pretty freaking funny. It sounds like it's like growling, but when you see the picture of it, you're like, what the fuck? Why is it making that noise?
I gotta check this out. All right.
I would probably strangle something that said its name over and over.
Platypus.
Oh.
Shut the fuck up!
It sounds like a Dalek.
Oh, it does kind of sound like a Dalek.
That's crazy. That's not the noise I would have assumed it'd make. It's like an angry cat or something.
Like we're like a not so ferocious dog trying to be ferocious.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
In my head, it will always say its name.
Platypus.
Oh my god. This is not for time for the podcast, but I will link you guys this National Geographic of it because it is fucking hilarious.
I'll make sure to put it in the link bucket so people can check it out.
Oh, okay, I'll throw it to you then.
Yeah.
I just started it though, so I don't know if it stays funny, but at least the beginning of it's freaking funny. Bam!
Wa-bam!
I wish we could do like narrations for shows like that. Like, why doesn't National Geographic like branch out to commentators?
Because like we will ruin it. We will give no real information at all.
They'll give us
it'll be like the honey badger thing.
honey badger don't give a shit. Fucking honey badger.
That's what happens when you put it in our hands.
Dude, I want a platypus.
I think we would give more info than he
yeah, whatever.
Did. They would have to do it, but then they'd give us an outline, you know, of some things.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Because, like, Bill Nye, though, he's just a, you know, a dude, a funny-ass dude making, you know, jokes and stuff. His account got suspended, by the way.
Speaking of Bill Nye, though.
Yeah, Let me just touch on it real quick. He still delivers real facts about fucking space and science and shit, you know?
I started following it's Oprah, though.
What?
It's Oprah, though. She's so fucking funny. It's Oprah, though.
And there's Bob Ross, though.
There's a Dr. Oz, though. And she's like, Dr. Oz can't handle this pussy.
But Bill Nye, though, got suspended.
For what?
I don't know.
Impersonating Bill Nye, though?
Not probably. Impersonating anyone, really.
No, he's himself. Like, he even puts, his description was, yo, I'm fake, this is a real Bill Nye. That was, like, it. Like, that was his description or whatever.
Oh, that's good.
You know? So, man, no, it's...
Dude, Bob Ross, though, is pretty funny, too.
You guys saw the fight that Bill Nye, though, had with Domino's, wasn't it? Was it Domino's, or was it Applebee's? It was Applebee's.
Applebee's, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Freaking, some guy was talking to Applebee's. I actually took a screenshot of the whole thing because I thought it was so fucking funny. This person says, Applebee's, you don't have real names, or is this a restaurant tweeting? Help me out, Applebee's. And some other guy replied to him, and he goes, so this account is Applebee's personified. Holy hot dime, someone tell Bill Nye, though, this is a scientific advance. And Applebee's responded to him, was like, great, we're all on the same page, and put a smiley face. And Bill Nye, though, responds, he goes, haha, Applebee's, you crazy as hell. And Applebee's responds to Bill Nye, and he goes, hi there, Bill Nye, not the science guy Nye. And Bill Nye responds back, and he quotes, he goes, not the science guy, what the fuck? He responds again, he goes, Applebee's be talking shit!
Dude, what happened with, what's her face?
What?
When the lady got put on blast.
Oh, yeah, well, okay. we'll get to that.
Okay.
So anyways, Bill Nye fucking puts Applebee's on blast for like 6 hours.
It was nuts.
He just kept putting a bunch of science facts, and then he put this tweet sponsored by Applebee's, 20 for 2, or something like that, you know? And it was just over and over, and he goes, all right, that's it. No more Applebee's.
Yeah, the Applebee's was like, it's on your fucking page that you're not the real Bill Nye. He goes, oh, yeah, true, no beef.
It's like he forgot.
Oh, yeah, true, no beef.
But yeah, no, that was just so fun. I have it saved in my Dropbox, and it's I will forever keep it because if he never comes back, I need something to remind me of him. But yeah, no, he put Elena, our friend Elena, on blast like big time, like to the point where he was just like retweeting everybody insulting her. She corrected his grammar, right? Was it your? Was it your thing?
Is that what happened?
Something like that.
Oh. I think he said "your" instead of like "you are."
Uh-huh.
And so she corrected him, you know, just like, you know, real simple. It's like, oh, it's your, not your type of thing. And he retweeted her or something like that and said something or something mean to her, mm-hmm. you know, like get off my dick or something like that. And a bunch of people started sending in replies to Bill Nye. And Bill Nye kept, like, retweeting all of them. And they were being super mean to Elena.
It was, like at her. Like, it was to both of them. Like,
what?
Yeah, because they tweeted her in it, too.
Yeah, well, yeah, because they were replying to his retweet of hers.
It was fucking nuts.
Yeah. And then he was like, all right, everybody, leave Elena cool. Or leave Elena alone. We're cool. Or something like that. And so now they're besties, but now he's gone. I talked to her about it because I didn't catch that until like 6 hours after it happened, and I was like, God damn, where was I when all this happened?
Yeah, like my boss started a Twitter just to follow like Bill Nye though and Bob Ross though, and now she can't like follow him, and she couldn't figure out why, and I figured it out when I got home because I got on my computer and I was like, what the fuck's going on with this dude? And it said like his account's not able to be followed. I'm like, fuck, he's suspended. But crazy shit.
That's a sad day because
it's only suspended, so hopefully it comes back.
Bob Ross, though, is funny, though. I like my women like I like my paints mixed. Art joke.
He's like, real talk, I never seen what a mount looks like in real life. He's like, don't beat yourself up if you fuck up. Just paint a rock over it.
Hold on, I'll be back in 5 minutes. I'm going to go paint something better than you ever will in your whole life. Oprah said, if you like giving away free shit, we can kick it.
I like these.
Yeah, these are fucking hilarious, these does.
I wonder who was the first.
I don't know.
I want to give credit to Bill Nye, but he could have just been on the same track, you know?
I have more money than you. I always do it in that voice, like not really Oprah's voice, but that one voice from Scrubs. Who must eat some cereal?
Good old Scrubs.
Every time I saw a limo in Chicago, I'd be like, damn, it's Oprah! I'd like scream it no matter where I was.
You must have saw Oprah a lot.
All the time.
How do limos get around in New York, man?
Slowly. Oh, no, in Chicago, not in New York.
Oh, okay.
Slowly, either one.
I'm crazy with MS Paint, though. Masterpiece.jpg on a hoe.
I don't even understand. What?
Hey, remember back in 04 when I gave all you poor people at my shows free cars?
Yeah? What about it?
She dope. I like her. Mm-hmm. She cool. She can stick around.
I feel like Oprah's died down, but like people still claim she's like, you know,
well,
shit.
Well, it's kind of like this. It's kind of like, hey, Oprah, so after 25 seasons, you're going to retire? What are you going to do? I don't know. I think I'll just buy my own network. Name it after myself.
The O Network. Because every show you see on there, you're like, oh.
Yeah, but nonetheless, she's like, yeah, I'm done for a while. I'm just going to get my own network. Like, that's still pretty fucking dope.
Yeah, no, I mean, well, she has the money and obviously the experience, so why not, right?
I conquer.
These Bob Ross ones, man. It's like, that's some shit, though, that Andy Warhol draws soup and is in museums, but you catch my shit in a rickety frame at a yard sale.
He's got a point.
Mm-hmm.
How many of you guys got Bob Ross?
Bo?
No. Got Bob Ross painting.
Not me.
Why not? You can find him at a garage sale.
You're killing
That's
Ryan.
That's a funny ass joke.
Waka waka. I'm going to hear a funny ass joke. Oh.
Most humorous.
I've made a huge mistake.
What did you do now?
I accidentally broke Dole's chest. I'm just going to walk away.
The appropriate response.
Actually, since we're on this, this stint of talking about them, I'm going to pop on to Minecraft.
That's what I'm freaking doing. I'm working on
Minecraft Forums.
Oh, I was like, because I'm working on Tube City.
That was a pretty big hit.
That was fucking awesome.
Especially with as much editing as it took me to put fucking Tube City floating in every goddamn time.
Terry, we had so much fun.
Oh, yeah.
Andy!
You son of a
son
bitch.
Of a bitch.
Dude, who's building something in the back?
What?
Oh, that's probably me.
Oh, yeah. That's.
You guys play?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
we tried the night Borderlands came out.
Oh,
what?
No, we recorded.
Yeah, we played a little bit, and then the server crashed, like, what, twice or something?
Oh, yeah.
And then
twice.
Yeah.
And then I said in the recording, I was like, all right, I'm going to restart the server, and I'll be right back, and then we all just left.
Yeah. I left. I was the first one to leave, because...
You're always the first one to leave now.
Yeah, you're always.
Yeah.
See, well, that or you're just again, not there.
Then again, my time is a lot later here than it is over there.
Excuses.
You could start earlier.
All the time.
Well, I don't understand your logic right now. What did you just say?
He's saying words.
You still get 2 hours to play before we do. Well, three for them.
No, he's talking about Minecraft and stuff. Like, he's always leaving in the middle of... Or leaving first in our...
Oh, well, yeah.
When we film.
Yeah, because when it's like 9 o'clock for you guys, it's like midnight for me.
Well, for them.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Ryan. Whatever, hour. Ryan. You ain't special.
I'm an hour ahead. I get the games an hour early. Shit.
Whatever.
I was actually playing at 9 p.m. my time Borderlands already, because I got the PC version too.
So Border Bros.
That was
who's dope.
Somebody breaking street Halo times.
What? No, no. It's they released it East Coast time, so I got it 3 hours earlier. On Steam.
That's cool as hell. Like I know you guys want to play.
What?
I don't know what he said there. Something about you guys want to play.
Yeah.
They know you wanted to play, so they're like, "All right, here you go."
Oh yeah. Someone needs to make a Steam though.
A Steam though.
That would be awesome.
Hey, y'all, remember when I put Borderlands Game of the Year for $7.50? But you bought it the day before at full price?
That was pretty fucked up.
Hey, remember that time that Potato Orgy bought 4 copies of fucking Worms and then the next day it was on sale?
For a quarter
of the price?
Remember that time Potato Orgy bought 4 copies of Cricket and you can't even play it together? You
can't even play it because it's a 2-player game and the servers aren't even online anymore.
Yeah, it just randomly starts asking, "Hey, yo, for real, though, what the hell's Origin?"
Origin on my block, B.
Come at me, Origin.
Origin, whack as hell.
There needs to be an Origin, though. They just need to go at it.
Yeah, fuck Origin. I mean, I have it because I have to use it for Battlefield 3. They were really shitty at the start. Like, it wasn't good at all. They've gotten better. It's still not good. I wish they would just fucking let Steam do their thing and do the patches, you know, wherever. Whenever. Then, so I don't have to have 2 goddamn programs that host my games. Mm-hmm. Is Battlefield 3 still $10 right now?
Probably, yeah, because it's the 10th anniversary of Battlefield.
It's crazy. So for all those who want Battlefield 3 on the PC, $10 right now.
The PFCs.
Pretty fucking good deal, man.
That is a fucking good
deal. I know, I want to go get it, but I get paid tomorrow.
What do you mean go get it? It's right now. Just
yeah,
just
but I get paid tomorrow.
It'll still be here tomorrow.
I'm hoping.
Do you not have direct deposit?
No, and I don't think even if I did, I'd get paid, like, right now.
I get paid at midnight.
You get paid, like, 6 a.m.
Yeah, maybe around 6 a.m.
Depends on who. If they bank with the person you bank with, then you'll get it at midnight.
No, they definitely don't.
Well,
Midnight. Bam.
Yeah, I get my shit at midnight, but, I mean, really, like, my shit, I know what I'm getting paid, like, on Wednesday, because, really.
Yeah, they probably hand you the money before you leave work.
They should, but no, it's in my account, like, midnight. I've actually had it come in a day early before, too. Like, it was like
they make you put it in your account.
I know, right?
Here's the forum part for maps.
What's you find a map, we all have to get, like, the same texture pack and shit like that.
Mm.
Yeah, well, most of these adventure maps, they come with a custom texture pack you'd have to use. So you can actually see the stuff, you know, the way it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
Because I know the Kingdom of the Sky or whatever, Kingdom in the Sky? I don't know. there was invisible cactuses and stuff in the texture pack, which they used to make it look like, they called it corrupted, like, earth. Mm-hmm. So when you walked over it, it would hurt you.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. But you couldn't tell, so it was shitty. But in all honesty, I guess I would only have to use a custom texture pack since I would be filming. But you guys shouldn't, you know, take away the experience.
Sorry, everybody. I got a bit.
Okay,
of a
why are you sick?
I don't know. Sarah thinks I have her pneumonia, but I'm just a little.
We'll give it back.
I know. This one looks kind of cool, like the first one. Oh, that's the Kingdom of the Sky. That's what you were talking about, or not the first one, but
yeah, we did number 2. There was 2 versions of it. and we did the second one, which was cool. It was a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, this one looks creepy. Mm-hmm. You see the one with like starts off at the graveyard?
Ooh.
Which one?
It's Eternal Darkness.
So apparently they're adding bats and witches.
It's called Alucard.
Bats and witches?
Yep.
Witches?
That's pretty cool.
Halloween update.
Okay.
Witches.
There was a really cool plugin a long time ago that was called Halloween that made Halloween maps. It's pretty cool. But instead of water, it was lava everywhere and
I remember
pumpkins and skeletons and graveyards and it's cool.
Then they had a little trick or treat thing.
We should, yeah. It was like a random chest that could either explode in your face or, you know, give you a nice little.
Getting off early on Halloween, we should do something.
Yeah.
That way I don't get stuck watching the History Channel like I do every Halloween, which I love. Like, don't get me wrong, it's what my plan is, like, to get off early and watch the History Channel, but.
Really like the History Channel. Huh?
What's on the History Channel on Halloween?
Something, usually something pretty dope.
Usually something about candy.
Usually something about zombies or vampires or.
Oh, two other good things that happened this week. MasterChef and Hell's Kitchen ended, the finales.
Mm-hmm.
And my fucking girl Christine won.
Christine, woo! Was that the hipster?
No, that was
she
the blind
got kicked
girl
out a while ago.
Oh yeah, that was down for a long time. The blind girl won.
Oh what?
Yeah.
Blind girl got it. It's because all that sense of taste and smell was heightened.
That's what it was.
She lost her sight.
Man, and she could see for days. She could see that food.
In her mind's eye.
Man, that's got to suck for everyone else. Like, damn, we got beat by a blind girl.
It makes sense, though. Like, she,
it honestly
her
does.
Sense of taste is, like, crazy. That's mm-hmm. what kicked it over the top for her.
I think, though, that if she would have gone against Becky, it would have been way closer.
Becky got kicked out at the end there. I was like, what?
It freaked me out, dude. That was the day, like, I was watching it. It was like 10 a.m. or something like that. And you weren't awake yet. And I was sitting here on Skype and I was watching it. And I was like yelling at Alex. I was like, Terry needs to get on right now. I need to tell him. I need to talk to him
right now.
I said that. I said, I'm freaking out right now.
Yeah. Becky. Call his ass. The fuck you want me to do?
Call him. I was like, no.
Needs to get on. Here, right
Dwight,
now
the trailer's
kind of
shitty, but.
What?
Yeah, the trailer's kind of shitty, but it's kind of cool.
It's kind of shitty, but it's kind of cool.
No, like the idea of it's kind of cool, but the trailer's like shit.
Oh.
I think that one's meant for more than one person.
Trailer for. Oh, Mars Mission. Are we going to Mars?
Mars, what up?
Turn the volume down a little bit.
This is some epic ass shit.
And some of these adventure maps are stupid, dude. Like, they just people put so much time into them and they look awesome.
Why are they stupid?
Because they are.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Are you
dumb? That's flat. That is a flat spaceship. Okay, where's the adventure part? Is it coming?
It's in your imagination.
The one below it? Oh, I guess you can't see it that way. I sent it to you.
Checkpoint. Okay, they're just showing off the map.
So it's
It's just screenshots with some weird music.
And mine takes you to the moon and Mars.
Why is it called Mars?
What, you never want to go to Mars or the moon? Huh?
I want to go to the moon. The Earth is overpopulated. And the natural resources are scarce. The moon colonies are about to be ravaged by war.
Are you reading the description?
Yes.
Oh, I thought you were just making this shit up as you go. And I was like, damn, I'm impressed.
Humanity looks to the stars as our last hope. You! I've been selected to pilot the first manned mission to the Red Planet.
Yeah.
Yeah! We'll touch down in Victoria Crater.
Yeah!
Where an automated rover has detected a new form of power emanating from strange grain crystals!
Yeah, what about
Fair
the...
to the Earth! Depends on your ability to establish a base.
This one claims...
green crystals!
This one claims to have over 15 hours of gameplay.
What?
Did I fucking stutter?
Yes.
Oh, should we end the podcast at some point?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Hey, guys. We're going to look up adventure maps. Let us know if you guys are okay with us taking a break from Tekkit. We'll revisit it from time to time. Maybe we'll just... You know, Terry, that live stream we were talking about, how we did the Mongoose Country one-year anniversary. Best live stream we've ever done, by far. So much fun.
So sad I missed it.
We should just do that with the Tekkit stuff. Because all we did for that was just create stupid stuff. So I'll give everybody OP, and we'll just create things in the Tekkit.
Oh, dope. Thing.
So we'll live stream it. It'll be like a 4 or 5 hour live stream. It'll be like, you know, an event.
Let's do it for Halloween.
Extravaganza.
Halloween live stream. We'll get some dark shit. Do like a texture pack where it's like creepy.
Man, my castle would be awesome on a Halloween map.
Yeah. Let's do it. Alright, guys. Bye.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to go look at adventure maps and stuff like that. And we'll do that later. Anyways, thanks for listening to the podcast. We'll see you guys next week.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Brace yourself.